Hello, this is Caleb Hardwick, and welcome to a very special edition of this podcast in which we are riding in the car. That's what all that background noise is. And we are on our way to Memphis, Tennessee. And we'll get to more about that in just a minute. But first, allow me to introduce everybody here in the vehicle. This is Noah Hardwick.
Hey, guys.
This is Seth Hardwick.
Hey there.
And not mic'd up is our mother, Ms. Carla.
You know, Caleb said, that's what all the background noise is since we're traveling in a car. Well, that background smell is a lot of smoke because we are driving through some fields that are being burnt off right now.
Yes, that background smell. We're passing through, what is this, Carlisle?
I think so.
Carlisle, yep. Well, there's a lot of smoke over there.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that we recorded our first podcast in my car when we were going through Carlisle.
It was probably...
You know, it may have been.
It might not have been Carlisle, but it was probably pretty similar through here.
I feel like it was Carlisle because I think I made some joke about Carlisle.
I don't know.
How to spell it?
I don't know. That our very first podcast, we recorded on my cell phone on our way to Helena over a year ago?
Yeah.
We should try to find that audio and release it as a special episode.
Yeah, for our Patreon supporters when we get Patreon.
Yeah, that's right. For our Patreon supporters. Basically, here's the deal. Anybody who wants to send me a PayPal, any amount on PayPal, kb@baseballyakker.com, do that, and I will send you the very first podcast we recorded on my phone on the way to Helena over a year ago. So
minimum amount is... What's our minimum amount?
I would just take an ice cream cone.
I mean, pretty much anything you would give me, I would probably take it. So.
Oh, okay.
So this has been a pretty interesting month. If I recall correctly, some of the things that have gone down this month include the Cleveland Indians World Championship and the Gary Johnson successful presidential campaign. So it will be a very interesting 2017. We'll have, President Johnson and the Cleveland Indians will try to defend their world championship title. So,
and for anyone who
doesn't
know,
I like this reality.
That's the reality I'm going to live in. Although I admit I'm not entirely supportive of Gary Johnson as president, but he was elected. So who am I to deny the Electoral College? So.
To quote Adam Savage, I reject your reality and substitute my own.
Yes, I reject this reality and substitute my own. So, anyway, so would one of you like to explain why we are in the car?
Because the only way to get from our house to Memphis is via the car.
I think we could take a bus.
I mean, we could fly, I guess. I don't know.
We could walk. Take a long time, but...
I probably would try scootering. That would take a while.
Is that your new life goal, a scooter from Little Rock to Memphis?
We'll start small goals, but yeah, that might be a good goal to begin with. So why are we going to Memphis, Tennessee? Honestly, y'all just kind of threw me in the car and said, Caleb, we're going. You might want to explain this. Where are we going and why?
Well, back a number of months ago, when the music band Switchfoot, which is kind of a alternative rock band, released their fall tour schedule, they had a stop in Memphis, Tennessee. And then it was also announced that they were going to be touring with Reliant K, which is a Christian, kind of like a punk rock.
Used to be. Now they're more just an alternative rock band.
So anyway, we decided that we were going to go and see Switchfoot and Reliant K in concert in Memphis. And that happens to be where we're going right now.
Cool. I think I knew that. Hey, look, we're passing a truck that says
you can't
something,
say that on the air.
Something Trump. I can't say what it says, but it says something Trump. Anyway, so yeah, we're going to Memphis, Tennessee to see the bands Reliant K and Switchfoot. So that'll be pretty cool. The concert starts at
7:30
tonight.
All right. So in the theme of Switchfoot and Reliant K, I thought it'd be interesting to go around the, I was going to say room, but I guess we're not in a room, we're in a car, to see what everyone's favorite or perhaps just a song that they enjoy from each band.
Noah, you get to go first.
I was going to say, Caleb, do you want to go first? Because you probably have the... We don't want to take your pick.
I don't know Reliant K very well at all. So that's going to be a hard one for me. Switchfoot? I don't know. There's lots of great Switchfoot songs. So it's hard to pick. Off the newest album, I think my favorite one would have to be the Bull in a China Shop song. Just because it's funny. I don't know. I think it annoys other people, so I can annoy people with it, and it's fun. Okay, my turn's over.
Okay, so that's fair then. Just pick off the last album for each of them.
I wanna rock this block like a bull in a china shop. Get more time and I'll do it again and again and again.
Can we insert like little clips in our podcast of the songs?
As long as it's under 10 seconds.
I don't think Switchfoot's ever gonna hear it, so. Or I could just sing them if you prefer.
I mean, that's almost as good. I mean, you could play the guitar for at least stars anyway.
Yeah, I could play my Red Lotus guitar that I bought instead. All right, go ahead, though. Time to make a decision. Your favorite song off the newest album?
Off the new album? Probably Holy Water. I also like the last song on the deluxe version, and I can't think of what the name of it is. I'm just going to go with Holy Water.
Hey, Noah,
try something for the right last time you tried something for the first time. I don't know what
it's
called.
When was the last time?
Yeah, when was the last time you tried something for the first time? Something like that. Hey, that truck says Happy B-Day USMC 241 years. I don't know what that means, though.
Is that a Marines Corps?
I guess. U.S. Marine Corps 241 years, I guess. I don't know. Back to Switchfoot, though. Your favorite song, yeah, Seth.
Let's see. Off the new album, though, I like the song I Won't Let You Go. I like that song personally.
And what about that song speaks to you, Seth?
I don't know. I just kind of like its soft chorus. I kind of like soft chorus songs.
I don't really know that one. Could you sing a little of it for us?
No.
What about Reliant K? I don't know their music as well. So give me some of your favorites from them.
Seth?
Oh, okay. Well, I like their first song, which is their
Bummin'?
Yeah. I was going to say their radio release,
yeah,
their
that's...
single.
Is that the one that goes, I'm bumming?
Yep, that's the one.
I like that one. And then I kind of like, what is it, Cat? Alley Cat or something. Just because I kind of like the catchy rhythm on it.
Hey, yo, Alley Cat. Whoa. That one?
Yeah.
No, not that one.
Not that one?
No.
Okay.
No, not quite that one, but sort of.
Yeah, after Bumming, I'd say my next favorite would be The Mountain.
Yeah, that I like that one too.
Mountaintop?
Mountaintop, yeah, that's it.
Well, that's kind of cool.
A weird music video.
Yeah, we did watch that one, did we?
Mm-hmm.
I don't really remember it. Oh, except that they were like trying to screen a movie, sort of.
Yeah, it was a movie of themselves doing stuff, and it was kind of like the pre-production one where they would leave the exciting part out and just leave the thing that just said what happened.
Yeah, like explosion or something like that. Yeah, pretty cool. Okay, so in the meantime, we're still on I-40 heading through trees. It's pretty boring. Not much to look at.
Any idea where we're at?
Heading towards Bisco. We're at mile marker 209.
I think Bisco was where we finished our first podcast.
I like Biscos. They're good. Bisco.
Yep, yummy.
It sounds like a combination of biscuit and Cisco, so I just imagine that these like cheap biscuits
it's a biscuit with like lard melted over it.
Which actually sounds pretty good.
Admittedly, I mean it would be about the most unhealthy thing you could possibly eat in your life, but it does sound kind of good. So, man, I could really go for a Bisco right now.
Does holding a microphone, since we don't have microphone stand, make anybody else want to like kind of rap or something? I don't know.
Yeah,
it makes me want ice cream.
That's an interesting observation, Seth.
Yep.
Does holding an ice cream cone also make you want to rap?
Yep. Holding my ice cream cone. Hot up in your face, hot up to your nose. I don't know. driving down the I-40. Got a lot of people, some of them are shorty.
Wishing this microphone was an ice cream cone.
Yeah, microphone, ice cream cone, Blue Yeti. We don't actually have a Blue Yeti, but that came to mind anyway.
All right, come on now.
They have a microphone called a snowball.
Let me try.
Yeah, go.
Pulling up behind an 18-wheeler, yellow line to our left, center line stripe, spotted white, another truck to our right. Blue sign says Trooper Memorial Highway.
You haven't rhymed a word yet.
Well, that was pretty bad.
I never said I was any good.
First annual Hardwick rap battle. First annual Hardwick rap battle. Who wants to go first?
Hey, I think I rhymed white and right.
I don't think you did. No. Yeah, I don't think you did at all. I don't think I could ever rap battle. I can't think of, my brain doesn't work like that. It just doesn't work. Noah, go ahead. Here you go.
This presidential election has us stumped. We don't know what to do with President Trump.
Oh!
That's as far as I got before I ran out of rhymes. So now I'm going to give up and let somebody else do the time.
Oh, that's like every single American here in the last 20 years because their time's going by and it's like, whatever, dude. And now it's like, hey, man, can we like vote for somebody else that's a little bit better? But no way, because that's all we got.
Do you know what a rhyme is?
Talking fast, is that what they do in rap?
All right, Caleb.
No, a rhyme is when two words. Okay, never mind.
I think that you have a shot at the championship here.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, no, you can't even beatbox at all.
Maybe we should have a beatbox battle. That'd be more fun. Okay, so it'd be like, driving down I-40, we just passed an 18-wheeler. Get yourself a free taco from that base stealer. Double line, double digits. Gonna make this podcast. Gonna make it in the WordPress widgets. Yeah, I just rhymed that word. It was pretty smooth, wasn't it? That was pretty cool. I'm pretty...
loving it. No, we just loved it and it.
I was trying to ride the word smooth.
Do you know how this works? Interrupt a rap.
That started out pretty good, though, I have to admit.
Yeah. I think Caleb might have a slight advantage here since he actually listens to a little bit of hip-hop music and me and Seth don't.
I could just start rapping stuff and it would be perfectly fine. Y'all would never know the difference. I could rap, you know, an actual song and y'all would never, yeah, y'all never
There's
know.
There's a blue sign for McDonald's. How in the world am I going to rhyme McDonald's?
McRonald's?
Ronald McDonald, that rhymes, you know. Yeah, so I'm going to claim the championship, even though I literally dropped one bar. And
yeah, well, that's more than either of us did, so that's...
The title of this article is Dead City Treasurer Wins Re-Election in California.
That is an interesting title.
This is from Oceanside, California. Voters in one California city have elected a dead man to office. Official figures show that Oceanside City Treasurer Gary Ernst was reelected Tuesday, even though he died in September. Ernst earned 17,659 votes and beat Nadine Scott by about 6 percentage points.
I would not want to be Nadine Scott right now.
Do you think he got sympathy votes?
I don't know. I mean, maybe people didn't realize he was dead. Maybe they didn't care to begin with.
What was he running for?
Treasurer.
Treasurer?
Treasurer.
No, I was going to say it'd be ironic if he was running for coroner, wouldn't it?
Hey, look, it's Hardwick Well Supplying, Wheatley, Arkansas.
Well, that's cool.
Yep, there you go. That's our cousins, apparently. We don't know.
There wasn't time to remove his name from the ballot after he died from diabetes complication. Since he can't take office, the city council can declare the seat vacant and decide to appoint someone to fill out the term or call a special election. a decision could be made next month.
Wow.
Scott tells so-and-so news agency that she'd like to be appointed to the post in honor to honor the more than 15,000 people who voted for her. She says she doesn't think voters knew Ernst was dead.
It was a well-kept secret. Yeah, if I was Scott, I would be very upset that I didn't get to become treasurer because a dead guy beat me.
Well, that is really sad.
How did they decide who became treasurer, though? I mean, is there like a vice treasurer that gets his job now?
Well, they just said that. There was a vacant seat that they were going to figure out after that.
I wasn't listening. City council gets to appoint someone if they want to, or they can call a special election. So, I mean, they can just appoint, you know, Billy Joe off the street, and Scott still doesn't get to have the spot.
That's a problem. I saw, it was actually a few weeks ago, I guess before the election, some small town in, like, I think it was Montana, they held their mayoral election, and for like the third straight term, they elected a dog.
He must be a really good mayor.
He actually is apparently a very, very popular mayor in this very, very small town in Montana. And it's, like the third straight election that the dog has been elected. And he's probably been the best mayor they've had, apparently, because, I mean, who's ever heard of this town, you know, with like 12 people before? And, you know, and obviously now they're in the national news. So good.
I think they might be onto something.
We should probably consider. I don't know. But, I mean, we'd be so cool if we had a dog mayor. He could wear sunglasses and be in the parades. And he probably wouldn't raise taxes.
Are they running on a no squirrel campaign or something?
That seems kind of harsh to be running on a campaign in which you kick out an entire species. I mean, that's not entirely unlike Trump's campaign now that I think about it, but you know. So I'm sure there were some great write-in candidates this election. Have you seen any of the people that have put in write-in candidates?
No, not yet, but I'll do a quick search and we'll find out.
Seth, look up write-in candidates and see what people who they were voting for via the write-in method.
I think my favorite that I've seen was none of the above.
Yeah, and I think if that was actually a box you could check, that the majority of people probably would have selected that.
So what was your voting experience like?
I got in at the polling station and got out within probably 5 minutes.
That's quick.
It was very fast. I stood there. I handed the lady my ID. She said, "What's your address?" And I told her, and I signed my name, and I got a ballot. I sat down. I penciled in a few things, and then I put it in the box. The guy gave me my sticker, and I was done.
I was confused when the lady said, confirm your address, and I thought she meant like she was going to turn the little iPad thingy around and let me check something that confirms that that's my address, but no, she just stared at me, and then I just stared at her, and then she said it again, confirm your address, and like, oh, you mean, okay, and then, you know, I gave her my address, and it's like, okay, yeah, that was kind of one of those awkward moments. Newbie here, sorry.
The awkward moments of a first-time voter.
They didn't ask me to confirm my address.
Really? That's strange.
Well, one of the ladies, who were both quite elderly, looked at the other lady and said, "Well, you know where she lives."
That's concerning, actually.
And the other lady went, "Oh, yeah." And that was the end of it. They didn't ask me to confirm my address.
Huh. They asked me to confirm my address, and then they said, "Oh, by the way, thank you for letting us use the fire station." So they had to have known that I was a firefighter.
Well, my voting experience was a little longer, I guess, because it took me about probably 20 minutes to get in and out. But it's because I waited until I got off work to go, and of course there was a long line out the door and everything. I heard somebody behind me in the line talking about playing board games. I heard, I'm trying to think, what game was it? Spyfall, maybe, and some other game mentioned. And I'm like looking around in the line, like, who is that talking? Because I want to go talk to you. But I could never figure out who it was.
Yeah. Yeah. I was about to say, was it Will?
No.
It wasn't.
I don't know. It must have been somebody there in Haskell, though. So there's somebody in Haskell that plays weird board games like we do, and I want to find out who they are. I don't know how you
so
do that,
So you
though.
Can be board game buddies. Yeah. No, during the primaries, I was, I think, the fourth person to vote in Haskell.
Wow.
Because I was trying to get done voting so I could go to work in Perrin. And so I had to get up pretty early, and I think the polls opened at, you know, 7 o'clock or something. And so I waited for them, and there was like three or four people in line in front of me. And so I was like the fourth person to vote in the primary. So
did you walk down there to vote?
No, I was driving. And then on the way back, I got in trouble with Sandy, the police officer.
Really? What did he say?
He was directing traffic for the school, and he had stopped traffic one direction, and I thought he was waving me on, but apparently he had just stopped the traffic the other way so that a car could turn the other direction, which, I mean, theoretically should mean that I should get to go, but he hadn't waved me yet, apparently, and he wasn't happy about that. And he was like, hey, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that. He's like, well, you get out of here, all right? And so I left. And that was my run-in with the police.
Well, at least I haven't had a run-in with the police in Haskell yet, unlike my two brothers.
I think he looked at me and he knew who I was, and he's like, well, whatever. So, anyway.
This is why I walk down there.
I have a question, though. If you know the first name of a police officer, should you call them the first name when they're on duty, or should you call them officer, whatever?
I think the better question is, do they know your name?
They probably knew me as Seth's brother.
Well, see, then I think you have to use their last name.
Yeah, you should probably just say Officer
If they call
Dryman.
You by your first name, that's a different story.
Yeah, I just didn't want to be like, yes, sir, Sandy, because that sounded really awkward, but I didn't even know his last name.
I was going to say, what's his last name?
I don't know. I'm sure it was on his uniform, but I didn't even pay attention, so I just said, yes, sir. Yeah, so cool. Any other run-ins with the police lately y'all want to talk about?
I haven't had any, but I finally got a list pulled up of funny write-in candidates.
All right, funny write-in candidates. Here we go.
So this one is Chuck Norris.
Absolutely.
Oh, this one's no fun. It's Al Gore.
Why would anybody vote for Al Gore? I mean, unless you were in 2000. Also, why are y'all pointing?
We missed our gas station.
Whoops. I assume there will be another gas station somewhere.
Yoda?
Yoda. Yoda would make a great president.
Okay, now this is just getting sad. I mean, you had your chance to vote for Mitt Romney last time. You don't have to write him in this time.
Yeah, I don't know. That's, yeah.
Mickey Mouse?
Sure, why not? By the way, are these people like taking pictures of their ballots?
Yes.
Okay.
Did you know that's illegal in some states?
In some states, not in every state. In some states, their courts have decided it's okay.
Yeah. Is it legal in Arkansas?
I don't know about Arkansas.
Arkansas was, I think, ambiguous as to whether or not you could take a ballot selfie or not.
I didn't really care because I didn't really want to show anybody my ballot. So,
this one is Putin.
I can't agree with that.
Yeah.
If you're making fun of the political system, don't include Putin. Who, by the way, is incredibly popular with the high school boys at church. I don't know why. Mostly because he rides bears shirtless, but I think that's probably the only thing they know about Putin.
Bill Nye, the science guy.
Did they actually write in the science guy?
No.
Oh, that would have been great. I wish if they actually wrote in Bill Nye, the science guy. That would have been cool.
Captain Planet.
I don't know who that is.
That's an 80s or 90s, I think, cartoon character.
Is it an environmentalist superhero?
Yes.
Very interesting.
A dog.
Any dog?
Nope, just a dog.
A dog.
That's all I got.
Oh, that was all
off
got.
This okay. list. I might be able to find some more.
No Ralph Wiggums?
Yeah, where's all the Ralph Wiggum votes? What is this?
You didn't stop to get gas.
Okay. Forest City. We're going to get gas in Forest City, which will probably be the end of the podcast.
I thought we already went through Forest City.
We went through like Winkle or something.
Oh, Wheatley?
Yeah.
Wheatley.
That.
Oh, something did happen this week I forgot about. IndieVisionMusic.com launched or relaunched.
That's right. It relaunched. And you are going to be a contributor to that site.
Right. Yeah. I don't think you can call me a writer because I don't actually write. I just make lists. So I guess I'm a contributor.
He's a lister. Something like that. So tell us a little about IndieVision Music, Noah. What is that?
That is a Christian music review site that focuses on mostly independent artists and tries to kind of help them get their career going and all. And it started, I think, in 2000 and ran for 15 years. And then it shut down last summer in 2015. And after taking a little bit of time off, it's now back and relaunched this week on Election Day.
Cool. So what exactly are you going to get to do in to contribute to this new relaunched site?
Well, back at the beginning of the year when they announced that they were going to relaunch it, I was asked if I wanted to help with compiling all the new releases of music that comes out every week, because I had been doing that for about 6 months at the time and posting it on a forum. And they're like, hey, you're doing a good job at this. You want to do it once we really launch the shot? The website. And I'm like, sure, why not? I'm already doing it. So here we are 10 months later, and I'm finally going to be able to do that now.
Noah's finally going to be a bona fide music compiler or whatever. Do you get paid for any of this?
No.
Do you at least get a t-shirt?
A t-shirt?
No.
No?
This is rotten.
Do you get to put my name on the article.
You get to have your name on the article. Very cool. So now if you go check out IndieVision Music, you will get to see works contributed by our own Noah Hardwick. Have you actually added anything to the site yet?
Yeah, I've got 4 articles on there.
Pretty cool. So go check that out, indievisionmusic.com. indievisionmusic.com. And that is kind of exciting. So very cool. We're still on our way, heading towards the next gas station we can find to get some gas so we can get to Memphis so we can listen to some good music. And we're staying overnight, right?
Yes.
We have a hotel lined up?
We do.
What kind of hotel is this?
It is a Comfort Inn.
Do I have to sleep on the on what?
You're sleeping on a bed. This is like the 8th time I've told you.
I don't. Not that you said it was like a pull out.
I think it's a pull out bed.
It's a pull out bed.
It's not really a bed.
Look at that cool old bridge.
Yeah. So tomorrow, I assume we're going to wake up at the hotel, and then what? What are we doing after that? Do they have waffles at this hotel?
Yes.
Very cool.
Seth verified that before.
That's one of the boxes you have to check when you're filtering out what hotels you want. It has a waffle maker. That's what you need. I don't know what we'll do tomorrow, but maybe we'll get to do something.
We have to go to a wedding rehearsal tomorrow.
That's right. When do we have to be back home to go to the wedding rehearsal for our cousin Penny?
I don't know. 6?
5:30? 6?
6 o'clock. So we'll need to leave, I don't know, sometime in the afternoon to make sure we're back. But that will give us a few hours to maybe get to something cool in Memphis.
Are there any gas stations nearby?
We don't know.
Why did we not stop in Forest City?
We're adventurous. We want to live on the edge.
The yellow light has not come on to tell us we need gas yet. We're fine.
Yeah. Yeah. When it starts dinging, we'll know we'll have a problem. But until then, we're all right. So then on Saturday, we have to go to the wedding.
Which is at what time? 3 o'clock?
If you want to show up and crash the wedding, it is at...
Where is it at?
Well, actually, by the time they hear this, it probably will have already happened. So
yeah, that's a good point. All right, so let's wrap this up with some rap. Here we go. Wrapping up the podcast. We're going to do it real fast. Driving down the interstate. It's been another good episode.
This is a bumpy road.
Yeah, it's a bumpy road. The cloud is full of smoke.
Hey, look, there's a kind of a swampy pond.
That just doesn't rhyme. Seth, we're going to teach you how to rhyme eventually. All right.
Hey, you didn't let me get to the second verse.
Whatever. You have a second verse on this? You can't start the second verse
really
in the middle of the second verse.
I really want to hear you find a rap, a rhyme for Swampy Pond, Seth.
Vote no on the bond?
Sure, why not? But anyway.
Yeah. See, I got this.
So here we go. Seth's rhyming skills make me scoff. This is Caleb Hardwick signing off.
And now to tag on to the end, hey, look, there's another pond.
Noah, you want to give this a try?
No.
No.
I'll save myself the embarrassment. I gave up my rapping career a long time ago.
Yeah,
I'm just starting.
So,
as you can tell.
All right, so we gotta finish this up. See you later, everybody. We'll fill you in on the podcast. I think Miss Carla wants to say something before we end.
Oh, no, the yellow gas light just came on.
Oh, boy. So we'll be sure to fill everybody in on whether or not we are ever find any gas and how the concert goes, and we'll fill you in later. So
there's a moon in the sky. It doesn't make me want to cry because the moon is really cool.
See you later,
everybody. I don't
everybody.
Even drool.
Bye-bye.
Later, Gator. That rhymes.
This episode was edited by yours truly, Caleb Hardwick, and featured music by Bobby Prince. Until next time, thank you for listening.